card people. Tell me how you're feeling today. That's what happened. Time delays change the way we behave, right? So when you have a time crunch, it can change what naturally might happen. If you'll gather up the 7 cards and put them back in the envelope, Lori's going to come up and she's going to get the envelopes from the tables. The reason that we did this activity was because I wanted to show you that there's another way to think about communicating. You know, and that other way is to live, and I mean literally live, more collaboratively, live more partnering, ask more questions, you know, put on, you know, the sort of glasses of how it was to be a 5-year-old, and ask the questions, even if you think they're silly, even if they're disruptive. You know, go talk to the neighbor and see, get their ideas and work collaboratively together. You know, really use all the resources that are available to you in terms of communication, because communication isn't always verbal, to see what new ideas that you can get to. You know, that's the way, that's the reason that we did it. Not to make you think anything other than that. I will tell you, though, there are... the way that you can get that done in 7 minutes, there's really only one way to do it. Well, 2 methods, but really one. You can either literally go around the table and say, every single person, read to me everything you've got on your card, and one person's drawing. Or you can say, we're going to start at card number A. I notice I have a letter. If I have a letter, y'all probably have letters. Start at number A. Number A read, then the B, then C, then D, then E, then F, then G. Everybody gets a chance. And that way, the G card person gets to speak. And you can get it like that. I've seen a group of engineers actually do that in 4.5 minutes. Because that's what they did. They simply went around the table, they read their cards. One person was drawing while the other people were reading. And in 4.5 minutes they had it done. So time makes you act funny. When you're under stress because of time crunches, there's one other situation that makes you act funny in terms of communication. You can and must communicate difficult messages without violating your culture. So what happens when something goes wrong? What happens when you have to reprimand someone, you've got to coach them, you've got to give them feedback? What happens to your communication? You manage the problem, not the person. We become a little stiffer. We become a little more curt. We're not as friendly. We don't smile as much. We're very, you know, the proscenium is up. And we're saying, you can't do that. When you have a difficult discussion has to be the same way that as if we were having lunch together. You know, performance management is tough. But if you change the way you communicate in the performance management process, it makes it tougher. In your guide on page 56, you have a chart. Difficult conversation delivered poorly, difficult conversation delivered well. If it's delivered poorly, it can send a signal that your values aren't really your values. You can ask me anything. We have an open door policy. We can talk about anything. Or really, during a difficult message, can we talk about anything? No. Because during performance management, we don't typically allow for that. So whatever you say your communication rules are, they have to be your rules for everything. Or employees will talk about a way a leader handled a difficult situation. Even though you say, you know, this kind of stays between us, does it ever really stay between us? No. And thanks to social media, it stays between us even less than it ever did before. The minute that difficult conversation is over, you know there are people going, okay, seriously, so you know what happened, she treat you. If you handle it well, it sends a powerful signal that your culture is your culture regardless of what happens. It also begins to make you an employer of choice. Because I'm going to go away from that situation, and I'm not going away saying, wow, you know, Joseph really handed it to me today. I was in all kinds of trouble. But you know what? He was so respectful of who I am as a person. That's really cool. And it's easy to get in the car and go back to work tomorrow morning. So in terms of performance management, just a couple of things. You know, when employees' behavior is being critiqued or criticized, there's sensitivity involved. People can become defensive. So the more that you can defer to organizational values in that conversation, the better. Ours are things like openness, honesty, integrity. So if you can go to your organizational values, that helps that conversation along. Don't violate your culture when you're managing the conversation, because it then becomes a true test of who you are. And I actually love the quote. I haven't read any of the quotes to you today, but I love this one. The test of a sea captain is a storm. Anyone can sail in calm waters. Love that. Love it. An illustration from Disney. So rather than provide sort of a checklist kind of tool type of thing that we would give out to our leaders, and we're on page 58 in your guide, this is what you have here is our belief statement and our guidelines around performance management. So it is as simple as, the performance management process is designed to encourage specific behavior, where have you heard that, hello all day, that leads to success for individual cast members and for the company. So it's all about desired behaviors. For us, we know the performance management process is all about desired behaviors. It's not about managing personalities. It's about making sure the desired behaviors are the ones that are happening. And then the guidelines down here, treat employees with dignity, respect, consistency, and fairness. Clarify the role and the responsibility of the role. The responsibility the company has, the responsibility the leader has, and the responsibility of an HR professional if you have to have one involved. So you can simply sit down and say, you know, here's the company policy as it states. It is my responsibility as a leader, you know, to make sure that this company policy was adhered to. Assess the individual behavior as objectively as possible. When you did this, this behavior was a violation of company policy. Take action that reflects the company's policies and the company's core values, so whatever that next step is, you know, and say, now during this process, here's something that we're going to have to do. And then follow a consistent process that is intended to improve performance, not create a punitive culture. So at Disney, you would hear us say things like, you know, you're really a valued cast member. And it's because you're a valued cast member that we're talking today. If we didn't care about you, a violation of policy would simply mean that you don't work here anymore. But it's because we care about you that we're actually sitting down and having this discussion, because we really need to make sure that the policies are being adhered to. So let's talk about what happened. You know, you're gonna hear it done in a pretty casual manner, actually. Kind of just the way I said it to you. You know, and we're gonna joke around a little, we're gonna have fun, we're gonna continue to have the same kind of relationship in that conversation than we would have if we were out on the floor. So this is a hard one. The difficult message. This is a hard one. But if you'll just adhere to your cultural values, it will no longer be difficult for you. It'll just be another part of the day. It's just another kind of communication that we have. What you say and how you say it affects more than those who hear it. Your communication is a direct reflection of your culture. When done well, communication can elevate employee engagement. When it's done well, it pushes the curve to the right fast. And commitment comes along with it into extraordinary levels. When done poorly or ignored, it can lead to a disengaged workforce. We said culture needs to be by design, and so does communication. You know, and leaders too. It's important for me too to adhere to these policies. So I want to sit down with you today, and I want to talk to you about this policy, and I want to talk to you about the violation. You know, and if needed, it could, maybe that's just a coaching. You know, sometimes depending on what the violation is, there's assigned document that goes along with it. If there is, you know, it would be pretty simple, and I'm going to put Adam on the spot, but not in a negative way. And it would be, you know, we would talk about the violation. I'd show you the policy. I literally would show you in the book the policy. And then I would say, you know, talk to me about what happened on September 14th. You know, I would have you talk to me, you know, and I would, and if that was the answer, I would start coaching it, you know, out of you. And then I would say, you know, unfortunately, you know, for a break of policy such as this, I need to have you sign a paper. Let me tell you what the paper means. You know, that it is going to go in your permanent file. It does mean you have a job, because you know what? You're really valuable to us, Adam. You know, you're important to us. And the reason that we're here talking today is because I really want to make sure that we get you back on the right track. You know, I want you to be on the right track. You've been a great employee in my area. I think you're going to continue to be a great employee in our area. But this is just something we need to manage. You know, we need to make sure it doesn't happen again. Does that make sense? You know, it's going to be as simple as that. Because, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but a violation's a violation. And it doesn't have to have big, you know, railroad signs and, you know, Adam just about to stop. It doesn't have to be like that. You know, it can just be. And sometimes it's a situation where Adam comes to me and he says, you know, when I was trained, you know, I was trained that if this happened, this was an option for us to do. You know, and that's something that I can go back on that paperwork and I can note that in and say, hey, you know, I went back and I talked to his trainer. When I talked to his trainer did tell him that was an option. So all of that goes in your record too, that you know, that you really believe this was the right way to do it. Because there may be more to the story than just, you broke a rule, you're getting in trouble. You know, but we have it in a way that's human. You know, you're not ever gonna hear us yell or scream. Because we respect each other as human beings. And do we all mess up? Oh, good gravy, you know? If there was trouble for messing up, like, I probably wouldn't be here. I don't know where I'd be, but maybe on an island somewhere where others couldn't get to me. Because I mess up all the time. So, pages 60 to 63. I know it's a weird thing. Did that help you at all? Because it's odd.
Creating that conversation to be a serious and confident
And maybe the positive interactions are a little bit louder, or maybe they include ice cream or, you know, pies and faces, because it's the good stuff. And then the difficult messages are still respective of the cultures, and they're still human in interaction. They're still just human. It's time for you to go to work. 60 to 63. We're going to give you communications a little bit smaller section. So I'm going to give you about 6 minutes.